You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next, we'll hear a story inspired by you. It's a Hey Area short, where we find bite-sized answers to the questions you ask. Listener Richard Goldman had a question.
Was there ever a railroad that ran from downtown San Francisco to Glen Canyon? And in Glen Canyon, was there ever an exotic animal park or zoo?
And reporter Jesse Rhodes has the answer.
Back in the 1880s, if you caught the real estate bug and had cash to burn, you might see what Baron Yost saw. A chance to make more money. Yost bought 200 acres of land in what is now Sunnyside. And to make the land more enticing to buyers, he connected the area to downtown San Francisco with the city's first electric railroad. So to answer your first question, yes, there was a railroad that ran from downtown to Glen Canyon. Enter Archibald S. Baldwin. Baldwin buys land and devises a plan.
Of developing a pleasuring ground and zoo.
That's Evelyn Rose, founder of the Glen Park Neighborhoods History Project.
Rhesus monkeys, cudgel monkeys, white monkeys, rat-tail monkeys.
That's only part of Baldwin's shopping list for the zoo, which was nicknamed the Monkey Ranch. But some financial setbacks and many monkey puns later, the most exotic animals that appear to have made it into the zoo were two emus, a peacock, and a big baboon. So to answer your second question, yes, there was an exotic animal zoo in Glen Canyon. It was there until 1922, when the zoo was sold to the city for about $45,000 and became what we know today as beautiful Glen Canyon. In Glen Park, I'm Jesse Rhodes for Hey Area.
Keeper is very fond of rum. Zebras are reactionaries. Antelopes are missionaries. Pigeons plot in secrecy.